Good morning, brethren.
Good to see us today.
Yeah, a number of us we haven't seen in a while, so it's really great to see us here today.
Brother Charles, I'm looking at you.
Sister Rita,
great to see you all. Great to see you all. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so we're continuing in our series on being great according to Christ. And we've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount. So we're continuing with that. And we're just going to look at something that we're very familiar with. But before I go further, I'd like to enjoin us to pray as a church. Pastor is off this weekend. He's participating in a conference. And I'd like for us to put him in prayers. The conference is in Port Harcourt. It's a reformed conference, as it were. And you know the main sponsor of that, Pastor Annie, who has been here. So he'll be away through Sunday, so he will not be here. And also to remind us that Sunday is our special Sunday. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's our coming together Sunday. And so it's our time to bring our psalms, the one who has a recitation or a recital, the one who has a poem, the one who has a song, please come with it. The one who has a testimony, it's our time to bless one another. So that is for next week. So I just wanted to remind us about that. And please let's also all try and make every effort to be here for that particular service. Amen. And the Lord will bless us even as we come. Amen. Yeah. But I wanted to just also thank you for the song that you shared on our platform. It was a beautiful one. And, just thank you for that. Sister Valerie used to also share songs. So, sis, please do not relent. Oh, some of us are really enjoying all of that. Amen. Yeah, so we're looking at just a few verses today. We covered some of it last week when we had looked at practicing your righteousness. We had moved from the moral righteousness, if you will, to the religious righteousness. The moral righteousness, all the internal stuff that the Lord had been teaching. And we went on to see also about how we act, the spiritual actions that we take. And we had looked at three of them, in praying, in giving, in fasting. That's what the Lord was teaching them last time that we looked at it. And so we had skipped verses 9 to 13, which contains the model prayer of the disciples. Many of our Bibles would have it titled as the Lord's Prayer, but it's more expressly the model prayer of the disciples as taught by the Lord. That's what we want to look at today. It's a very familiar place in Scripture. And it's a good thing that we are looking at it, because familiarity can breed contempt. And that is the last thing that we want as Christians. We must not come to the point where we are so familiar with the Word of God that it becomes common to us. It loses the impact of it, the import of it. We must not get there. And so it's a good thing for us to review and look at it again. We used to say in those days that repetition is the law of deep and lasting impression. So we will benefit from this by the grace of God. But I want to read the alternate of that, which is found in the Gospel according to Luke in chapter 11 of the Gospel according to Luke. I'll read that and we will pray. And then we will jump in. So right there in the Gospel of Luke chapter 11 from verse 1, we'll see what is like a parallel of what we're about to explore. Again, it's called the Lord's Prayer. Now, Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who's indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we call upon you now, as you have been with us right from the beginning, that you teach us by your Spirit. Open the eyes of our understanding, O Lord. Cause your word, your powerful word, that returns not to you void, to do its work, its transforming work in the lives of everyone here this day. Pray these things through the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. So the title of this sermon is Pray Then Like This. Pray Then Like This. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 98, gives an answer concerning prayer, and it reads like this: prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to his will, in the name of Christ, with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of his mercies. As we go through our lives as Christians, we will come across, we will be taught about prayer continually. We know, each and every one, if you ask anybody here, they will always feel challenged about their prayer life. It is good and right that we do so and be so. And so, this is something we will always hear about. Now, verse 1 of chapter 11 tells us that the disciples came to Christ and asked specifically, "Teach us to pray." I find it to be a very insightful request from the apostles, from the disciples. They did not ask to be taught how to heal. According to the account of Luke, they had done that. They had been there. They didn't ask for even how to preach. They didn't ask how to cast out demons. But they found something about prayer that they could see in the life of the Master. And so this request came because they could see it was part and parcel of his life. It was a critical part of his life. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, Jesus had been healing and doing all sorts of things in Capernaum. And the biblical record is this: and rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. Pastor was talking about how we interpret scriptures, and we look at the history. We look at the grammar. What was the history concerning this? Jesus had been healing. He had worked late in the day. And if you participate in any spiritual activity, you will know that it is actually draining